Durham brings it cross mid-court. He's getting harassed by Evans. They still have fouls to give Cheshire. Here's Sloane to the basket. Out to Onwaz. Sloane in the corner for the win. Oh! Can you believe it? David Sloane wins it on the buzzer. And the Caledonian Gladiators go wild.
Wow, they got exactly what they wanted. They got their leading scorer open in the corner. And this time, he delivered. David Sloane.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Gladcast Basketball Podcast. On today's episode, we are joined on the show by another new signing for the Caledonia Gladiators with point guard Mihailo Jovicic. Mihailo, welcome to the Gladiators.
Hello, thanks, Brent. I'm really glad to be on your podcast.
Brilliant. So 24-year-old former Serbian under-20 internationalist joins the Gladiators after a bounce-back year playing in the Serbian second division after, I think, some injury. Is that right?
Mononucleosis.
Oh, that doesn't sound good. After you've kind of obviously played a number of years in the top flight and helped your hometown team back into the top division in Serbia, how did you find that experience last season?
Man, after one whole season off and basically 6 months of not doing anything because of the illness, thank God I'm healthy and on 100% Absolutely. Right now. But last season was really, really something for me because it was my first time playing in the second division. And I had an experience of playing in some places that they never heard of in Serbia. And you can only imagine how that looks. Basically, the second division is more or less the same as the first division. You have a lot of veteran, experienced guys that played the ABA League, Euro Cup. They're like 35, 36 right now. They want to end their careers. They're playing second division at their hometowns. They have kids. They don't want to go abroad. And it's not an easy league because it's really dirty. The refs are dirty. It's hard to play away games. But it was a perfect stepping stone for me to get more experience and most important for me to get back on track and play again.
You're also on the flip side of now playing against experienced guys. In the past, you were obviously part of the kind of Real Madrid program. How did that come about for you?
Yeah, when I was 15, I got called up by Real Madrid to play in their cadet team, under 15 team. And to be honest, I didn't realize how big that was for me maybe 2 years ago.
Okay.
It was really, as a 15-year-old kid going to Madrid and going to Real Madrid, one of the biggest EuroLeague clubs, it was really normal for me, like I was going to another city in Serbia. It was nothing like wow for me. Okay. But now, as I'm getting older and getting more mature, I'm realizing, whoa, that was really, really important and big for me. And I can honestly say that's maybe the most important step in my professional career. Because I got to experience professional basketball when I was 15. When you go to Real Madrid and you're 15, you don't play only with under 15 kids. They put you in the fourth Spanish division, and you play with pros. So that was also something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So for people listening, how would you describe your game, and what can we expect from Mihailo as the player?
Well, basically, I'm a 24-year-old point guard that has 10 years of experience in professional basketball. So that's Like that's the reality. I started playing in the professional league since I was 15, and I'm a point guard that can score, but my main focus is to run the team. And my main quality, I can honestly say that not a lot of point guards have, is my defense, especially my full court press. That's something I developed in Serbia when I played in the ABA league in Mega. Yeah, and that's probably something that I can say not a lot of guys have, because physically it's really hard and rarely you can see someone do that. Offensively, I love to play the pick and roll. I love the transition, and I'm a pass first guard. But if I'm in a opportunity and I have to score, that's not something that I don't know to do.
How is that? Can you tell people listening how tough that kind of ABA level is?
Well, the ABA league, I started playing that league when I was 18. The ABA league has two EuroLeague teams, two EuroCup teams, two Champions League teams, or maybe no, one Champions League team, and I think one FIBA Europe Cup team. So it's a tough league. Having Partizan and Red Star in that league, having Budućnost Podgorica that played against the London Lions in the Euro Cup last season, a couple more teams from the European stage. It's a really tough league. And honestly, I think that was the biggest mistake in my career, because it wasn't realistic for an 18-year-old point guard, for me at that time, to be on that level, because 18-year-old kids that play minutes and score on that level, they're in the NBA right now. One good example is Nikola Jokic.
Yeah.
So maybe that was a bit too ambitious for me and for my agent at the time. But on the other hand, I got some experience that I wouldn't get playing on the lower level leagues.
Explain to people listening as well, just continuing on that, how big a sport is basketball in Serbia?
Well, honestly, I can say that basketball is the number one sport right now in Serbia. It surpassed football, for sure. Tennis is the sport for the rich here. So basically, basketball is number one. All of the basketball courts, when summer comes, every basketball court in Serbia is full. So, Partizan and Red Star have the most to do with that, because for Partizan coming back to EuroLeague, Red Star is in EuroLeague 5-6 years now. A big fan base, a lot of people watching, and yeah, I can say basketball is a top sport in Serbia.
And how big a thing is it having someone like Nikola Jokic is like the best player in the world, or for a country like Serbia?
Well, honestly, it's crazy, because when you go to Belgrade, the capital city of Serbia, you can see Nikola's face probably on every other billboard in the city. So yeah, it's a pretty big deal for us here.
Yeah, that's amazing. So let's talk more about you rather than that. So how has this summer gone for you, and is it different to any previous years?
Well, this summer is pretty similar to basically every other summer for me. In the morning, I go to the basketball court, shoot around, and some individual work. And in the evening, I usually have the weight room. And on the weekends, I go and play these 3x3 tournaments. So, yeah, Sunday is usually the day off for me. And, yeah, that's basically what I do. And every off season I try to get better and to use the free time to get better in the basketball stuff that I need the most work on.
And how do you feel like the 3x3 stuff has benefited you?
It had a lot of benefits to get used to the physicality, because I watched a lot of BBL games in the past 2 months, and I saw a lot of physical guys, a lot of guys that run really fast, jump really high. So yeah, getting used to the 3x3 style of play where there's no downtime, you score, there's not 1 second of rest. It's just go, run, defend, you're on offense, just nonstop. It's really dynamic. So yeah, it's. I think it's probably gonna give me an advantage for the BBL.
So sure. So you're just touching on that there. How much have you looked into the British League, and what excites you about playing in the BBL?
To be honest, before signing with the Caledonia Gladiators, I did not know that the British League is on this level, and I do not understand why the British League isn't on a level as France, or let's say the French league, because the BBL has a lot of domestic players that are physically gifted. The French league has that also, and that, in my opinion, that is probably the most important thing for one league to be good. The domestic players have to be good. Obviously, the BBL has really good domestic players, and basketball in Great Britain is rising. So my prediction is in probably 5 to 6 years, the BBL will be like the Pro A league in France, which is huge.
That's big, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy to see. I watched a lot of games. Let's say the Manchester Giants. What's the name of the point guard? Fletcher.
Yeah, Fletcher.
That guy is crazy. I mean, I watched maybe 5 games. I saw now that he's retiring, but that guy is it's crazy. That experience, those skills, and I didn't know about him 2 months ago.
Yeah,
I just took one example. I mean, I can tell you about a couple more guys that really, really look crazy good to me for really high level basketball. For example, Princeton Onwas, my teammate. I did not meet Princeton yet, but when I saw him and his style of play, I can honestly tell you, he's a guy that could easily now play in Red Star, be on the Red Star EuroLeague roster. He's the type of guy that the Red Star coach would want on his team, for sure.
Don't tell Prince that. I like Prince too much for him to go to Red Star. So when the Gladiators came in for you, and obviously you've now done your research, what excites you about the project, and what conversations have you had with Coach Murray?
Well, basically, when the Gladiators contacted me, the exact same, my exact same reaction was, yes, I want to come and play. It was like the first second, yes, I'm coming to play. Because to be honest, I never had the chance to come to Great Britain. I never had the chance to come to Scotland. And I'm totally honest, I visited almost every European country for basketball reasons, but I never visited Great Britain. And to have a chance and come and play the BBL, come to Glasgow and live and play basketball there, it's really a blessing for me, and it's something that I'm really grateful for. And regarding Coach Garrett, yeah, we talked we talked maybe 1 month ago about the style of play that he likes, about what does he expect from me, and basically about the league. So yeah, he gave me some pointers on what to look on the games. He even sent me some playbooks to look at, just to make the experience for me a little bit easier when I come to Glasgow.
Brilliant. So obviously the Gladiators have entered the Basketball Champions League for the first time. How exciting is that for you as a player to be part of that kind of first campaign for the Gladiators?
Yeah, I'm really excited because of that fact, because that would be a huge step for me also. I did play against a lot of teams in the past that were in the FIBA Champions League and the FIBA Europe Cup. I have experience against those teams, but to have a chance to play that league, it's really, really, really nice. And it's something that I'm honestly really looking forward to. I know the qualifying tournament is in Turkey on the 25th of September. So yeah, I hope we're going to get ready for the first game against Freiburg Olympic, the Switzerland champions. I did a bit of research about them also, because one guy from my hometown was the first center last season for them. Yeah, and he now came to my hometown team. So yeah, he gave me a bit of scouting that I will pass on to the coach. Brilliant. Because the majority of the team is the same like last year, so he gave me some stuff to know about the team.
Brilliant. And is there any other guys you know that have kind of played BBL in the past?
I only know Karin Quilly from the London Lions.
Yeah,
because he was with me in Real Madrid.
Yeah,
he was in the under 15 team when I was with the junior team.
Okay.
I know him, and I heard about Fahro Ali Hodžić. I heard about him. I think I saw a couple of his games when he played in Kosovo, in the Kosovo League. And I know a lot of guys by watching them from the London Lions team. Yeah, that's probably it. The only guy that I know really good is Karin Quilly.
Brilliant. Mihailo, this has been awesome. Thank you for giving me your time during your summer. And it's obviously, I suppose it's 9:45 almost for a few. So thank you for giving me your time this evening.
No problem.
Good luck with the rest of your pre-season, as we called it. And yeah, hopefully the move to Scotland goes well.
Yeah, thanks a lot, and I hope to meet you soon when I come to Glasgow.
You certainly will, sir. So thank you again.
Perfect.